Praise God. It's an honor. It's an honor to be here. You guys are honored with some of the very best in God's family to lead you. And Brother Robert and Deborah McCorder. You know, I was just standing over there just so in awe with humility, just seeing what's happening here every Friday night. So exciting to us. And just in my heart just welled up with love, just standing over there for you guys, just to let you know that you guys are as important of a part of the vision of this church as what we do in India. That's what the Holy Ghost just told me over there. And you know, we love the work that we do in India. But guess what? We don't get to be there very often. But that doesn't mean we don't love it, or we're not part of it, or we're not supportive enough. Believe me, ask them where they get all their checks from. They know that we love them and support them and all their prayers, and we're covering them. And that we have an army in this church supporting them. And I just want you guys to know that it's the same with you guys. We don't get to be here every Friday night, but this came straight out of my husband's heart, and it's happening just like he saw in his spirit man. And we're just so honored and thankful to you guys for helping this happen, helping this dream come true. And it's only the beginning, and you guys are just awesome. And I just am so honored and thrilled with what God's doing in each of your hearts. And thank you so much for being here, even though some of you might have known that I was going to be here tonight. Praise God. You don't know how hard I tried to get out of this. Leif knows. He helped God talk me into not backing out. But I believe God had this night on his calendar for us to meet. And I'm here for one reason tonight, and this is it. It is to ensure 100% divorce proofing your future marriage. 100%. After tonight, you can just know. You can just know that if you are a doer of this word that you hear tonight, that you can just know that you know what, there can be peace in that area for you. That you can know that you can get married and stay married, unlike your parents, or unlike all your friends, or whatever. Amen? I believe that with all my heart. You know, God is so cool. He is so much smarter than we are. You know, we try so hard and we do so much in our own strength. And then when we can't do it, he's like, "Shoo, finally, now I can get involved." But you know, I had no idea how this was all going to take place. But just yesterday, my husband, out of the blue, sat me down and had me write down three things that before I die, three things that I would like to accomplish, that I feel called to accomplish. I've heard him ask hundreds of people that question. I've watched hundreds of people answer it. Glad that I wasn't having to do that. And I thought, why didn't I do this a long time ago? I've had the book in my house for years. And the third thing, the first two had to do with family life. And then the third thing, the third dream of mine, is to reduce the divorce rate in America. And what better place in all of our church for me to take a tiny step? It won't be a tiny step for each of you. It'll be a big step. But for me to take a step toward that dream in my heart by planting some word in your hearts that will, you know, if none of you divorce, that right there is going to decrease the percent in America. Amen. And I believe some of you are going to take this word tonight and it's going to become on fire on the inside of you, and you'll become passionate about this like I am, and you'll go and spread it. And before long, it'll start right here. Mobile and Baldwin counties divorce rate will go down. Amen. Amen. So Pastor spoke to you last week about how to hit the jackpot. And so tonight, the title of my message is How to Hit the Jillpot. You know, I went to kids camp with the children this year. It was a blast. I think I had way more fun than any of them, all of them put together. But one of the things was archery. And, you know, you aim at it, and I won't tell you how many times I didn't hit the bullseye. Of course, my smart aleck young brother, baby brother, I'll just have to say, since I have the microphone, and he doesn't, he's not here to defend himself, but he hit the bullseye like 8 out of 8 times. It's like, ugh. But you know, he was aiming at something, and I was probably like, you know, thinking about how my hair looked or something like that, you know. But how many of you know if you aim at nothing, you hit it every time? So guys, I'm going to be talking to you tonight, and I'm going to be telling you where to aim. You know how to aim and shoot a gun or a bow and arrow, but you, tonight I want you to leave here. And men, if you're married and you're in here, I see a few of those also, you can just pick up from here and go with a lot of this information. When you're looking for a wife, believe me, you want to be aiming at something. You don't want to just, it just kind of happen one day. Oops. You know? And you know, the scripture tells us the older women are to teach the younger women. I never thought I would be saying that about myself at this age. But in relation to some of you, that applies. And thankfully to some of you, it doesn't apply. If you're already in a relationship, a dating relationship with someone who does not meet the following qualifications that we're going to talk about, I ask you to reconsider. We're going to talk about 7 qualifications that you need. Predeterminations would probably be a better way to put it, because some of them are qualifications about her, but some of them are predeterminations that you need to have about yourself also. First of all, guys, you need to predetermine about yourself a few things, like brushing your teeth and wearing deodorant and, you know, looking cool and looking good, that kind of thing. We won't spend much time on that because I was talking to Pastor about this a little bit. And I said, you know, this generation with all the metro guys out there, you don't really have to talk about that as much as you did with, you know, with guys my age. You guys are pretty hip looking and cool and I guess clean and smell good. But if not, you know, just take care of that. That's easy. You need to have a lot of friends, guys. When you start dating a girl, don't blow off your friends. You might need them again one day. So keep your friends. Know who you are in Christ. So that way you're not such a desperate little puppy, you know, desperate for some socialization only from her and become controlling and all that stuff. So I encourage you guys, keep your friends. If you've cut some off, go find them before it's too late. And keep your friends. Here's another, these are just practical things, and we're going to get into some deeper things a little bit with qualifications for the girls that you're aiming at. But have a plan when you go on dates, guys. Women love a plan. All the married women said, amen. All the married men said, amen. We love a plan. Now, sometimes you could have the plan and it's a surprise, because we like surprises when we know it's out of your heart. But, you know, have a, not when it's just, you just don't know and you didn't have time because we're last on your list, you know, but, you know, here's the thing, and make your plan not only revolve around physical affection. So that way you won't just be making out all the time, because here's the main reason for that. I mean, of course we know some obvious reasons, but here's another reason you may not have thought about is that's not going to happen after you're married as much as you think. You need to prepare in other ways, because you think, and I know, so I heard some of your minds just then, because it's exactly what was in our mind. Oh yeah, right. But we're going to prove you guys wrong. We're going to prove all you old people wrong. We are going to sit around and make out all the time, even after we're married. Not that we ever did that before we were married, but I just kind of told on myself a little bit, but not bad. We were holy, and we did wait. We did have boundaries, good godly boundaries, but part of those boundaries were he just took off and went preaching. He said that was the best birth control when we were dating, is he would just go to India and preach. And so that way, you know, but honestly, have some boundaries. We had boundaries. Our parents didn't put them on us. We put them on ourselves. We were not alone in a home alone. We were never alone in a home without other people where there was a bed anywhere near or a couch or anything, even a car. Don't go parking. You are going to end up with the baby. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I mean, and it ought to be that way. In a way, there needs to be chemistry. But you need to plan and you need to have boundaries, because it's just, there's just hormones like crazy. But anyway, I didn't mean, none of that was in my notes. I guess somebody needed to stop going parking or something. But you know, when you get married, there's going to be kids and work, and you don't even see each other as much after you're married as you do before you're married. Can you testify to that? You think you're going to get married so you can see each other so much more. And so, so anyway, make those dates be meaningful where you talk and find out about each other. And I encourage you, there's this little book in our bookstore. It has nothing to do with marriage or dating. We actually use it a lot when we hire people. And when we've used that book on people, when we've hired them, those people have ended up being great, great hires, great people. But it's called Asking to Win. That's a book that my husband and I used to take on dates all the time. And it just helps you get into each other's soul. It helps you get into each other's heart. And it's a great book. So if you're dating too, to just get to know each other and dream a little bit. Okay. But here are some things to predetermine about your future girl, guys. First of all, predetermine what kind of girl she's going to be, not who she's going to be. Because guess what? Her will is involved. And so it's safer to predetermine what kind of girl she's going to be. And because, you know, as much as you think it's her, it may not end up being her. But anyway, that's a whole other story, how to be led. There's lots of stuff in the bookstore about that. But hold out for character. You know, God does, like we talked, we already covered the chemistry. He does want you to be attracted to one another, but hold out for character. You know, your emotions are not a good judge, especially at that age with all those hormones flying. Hormones plus emotions that do not produce very good decisions. Don't raise your hand, but has anybody ever tested that? Well, you can raise your hand. I'm raising my hand. So there's a story in the scripture about that. The guy, Amnon, David's son, that raped Tamara, I believe was how, or Tamara. That's, yeah, like tomorrow, like today, or that's how to remember it. Tamara. He couldn't wait till tomorrow. And so, but you know, he was right there. They were alone, and he wanted her, and she wanted him. But she said, you know what, just wait, and let's ask our dads, and our father will say yes. And then we can get married and do it right. But he wouldn't hear of it. He wanted it, and he wanted it now. And any man in this building can know exactly what that is like. But, and so he let those emotions and hormones go, and he raped her. And you know what? Anytime that you are led by your emotions and hormones in a relationship, it's not going to work out this fairy tale way that you had in your mind. In fact, it cost this guy his very life. You know, right after he raped her, she like just became disgusting in his eyes. He just like was repulsed by her even. The very thing he wanted, then he got it, but he got it the wrong way, and then he didn't even want it anymore. And so girls, that's a clue to you. It needs to be done the right way. Don't follow your emotions. Amen? The next thing is get godly counsel. Guys, you need to get godly counsel. The Search Institute tells us that to enter into a healthy adulthood, you need to have at least three adults in your life who you allow to speak into your life. and not just your parents, but also other God, you know, Brother Robert would be a good one. You know, people in your life, men, you need good, godly men that are older than you that can speak into your life about a girl. You don't want a girl who is always keeping you unsure where you stand with her. Guys, hot and cold, hot and cold. You know, they're very indecisive. You want someone who is emotionally stable. Amen. You don't want a woman who's always broken and crying. Amen. And moody. Here's kind of a good judge for you guys. If 4 times out of 5 times that you go out, it's miserable because she's upset about something that you did or didn't do, that's a clue to dump her. Because you know what? Guess what? It doesn't get better with marriage. It gets worse. And you're going, oh no, it can't get worse than this. Oh yes, it can. Oh yes, it can. I was just on the phone with about 4 to 5 marriage situations this week where it got worse. Real bad worse. Real bad worse. And listen, guys, here's a clue to you. It gets so bad. Women can get so psycho and so whacked out that you men, you have testosterone. Some of you have anger problems. Anybody in here have anger problems? Do not marry an emotional woman, because you know what? You will end up your butt in jail. Because you hit her, you go to jail. She acts like a psycho. She just gets to smile and go right back to church the next morning. She acts like that, and she's like, okay, you're going to treat me like that. I'm not having sex with you till your birthday, and that's 6 months away. And then you go have an affair, and she gets the house and kids and everything, and guys, you're just stuck out there. The Bible says you were going to do that. That's what makes me mad about that. That's a whole other subject for women. But the Bible tells you, women, if you are married, you hold on, you hold out and you don't give it to him, he's going to go get it. It warns you about that. It doesn't say it's right, but it's going to happen most likely. So, woman, you just, you know, pull that little emotional mess and say that and hold out on him. Just go ahead and prepare yourself and don't blame him for it either, because the Bible warns you that that would happen. Women, you still love me? I know the guys do, but but it's true. I'm just ready to shout this from the mountaintops. Because the guys get such a bad rap. Everybody knows he had an affair, but nobody knows what a witch that starts with a different letter, what most people would call her, that she has been to live with for 15 years. So guys, I encourage you, check. I mean, I wish we could like plug something into a woman and just, you know, check her emotional barometer. But it's you don't even need to be that high tech. You just be around her for a little while and you'll be able to tell. Okay. Now, okay, I said all that to say this, though. We are all more emotional than you are, and that's okay. But it can be a positive thing. That's why we're so good with our babies and so it's a good thing that we are women. Now that I slammed us, I do want you to know that, you know, it's a God gave you your emotions. But they're your emotions. You don't belong to them. They belong to you. Amen. I'm going to just share some. I'm going to kind of be winding down here with what the this is like the biggest part to me on my heart is about, as you can obviously tell, about the emotional stuff. But, you know, all 7 of these points are important, but this is what God just really, I had like the most unction on. I really wanted to share all the other common sense stuff and different things, but I got just like on fire when I read this. I have never heard this taught before, so I hope I'm not teaching you heresy. Anytime I teach something that I've never heard anybody else teach before, I'm like, okay, but usually that's just fresh manna from heaven. Amen. So listen up. Listen to this. This is so cool to me. I'm just going to kind of read a little passage here, and then I'm going to read another passage, and I'm just going to, we're going to see some similarities. I'm going to read the first passage about wisdom. Okay, this whole passage is all just describing wisdom. Okay, and then the next passage I'm going to read is the Proverbs 31 woman. Listen to this. Proverbs 3:13 says this, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Does that remind you anything at all about when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing? Interesting. Listen to this. For her proceeds, this is wisdom. For wisdom's proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. This is talking about wisdom. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Now, I'm going to turn over to Proverbs 31. And you, I think, are going to be as in awe as I was at all these similarities. Listen to this. Where am I here? Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Remember what it compared wisdom to? Same thing. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. Remember over there, it said, then you will walk safely in your way and your foot will not stumble. Well, see, a wife can help you in that, a wise wife. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands, not making you do everything. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and doesn't nag you about helping all the time. And a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. That's why we shouldn't have sagging right there. The virtuous woman. Kevin reminds me. Okay, she strengthens her arms, Adrian. You can't get real saggy there now. So I'm constantly. Okay, we got to get in the gym. Okay. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. He's respected. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. Remember back there when it was talking about wisdom, it talked about that she would, that wisdom would bring honor. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. There's honor again. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. If you're taking notes, just jot these few scriptures. I'm not going to go back down through and dissect them all because I just have something specific on my heart that really wasn't in my plan. But so I'm not going to go back through like I thought and just really bring out all the. But you see, we all here are smart. We saw all the similarities, the rubies, the honor, the profit, you know, that wisdom will bring you profit and gain. And a wise woman will too, instead of just drain you at the mall. So my point in saying all that is that a man who finds a wife finds a good thing if she's a wise wife. And you will be able to tell, is she psycho-emotional or is there some wisdom here that where her feet are on the ground? Amen? And that's what you're looking for, bottom line, is that wisdom. But jot these down just so you can see the similarities. Proverbs 3:15 goes right along with Proverbs 31:10, talking about wisdom and then a woman. Proverbs 3:16 and then 31:25 and 28, that's about honor. And then Proverbs 3:17 correlates with Proverbs 17:1. Let me read that to you real quick. Proverbs 17:1. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. And that correlates with her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. You see that? And then Proverbs 3:23 correlates with Proverbs 31:11. And then Proverbs 3:20. This is the first thing that caught my eye, actually, when I was studying this, was this part. Proverbs 3:22, where it talks about that wisdom is like an ornament around his neck. Somewhere else in Scripture, it is written that women, wives, are called to be the glory of their husband. And another translation says the crown, his crown. Or ornament. And so see, wisdom is that, and so is a good wife. So what all this tells, I'm very analytical. And so what all this tells me is the key, women, for us overcoming over emotional behavior is wisdom. Every woman in this room, I challenge you to read a proverb a day. There are 31 proverbs in there for a reason. There are 31 days in most months. Take whatever today is and read that proverb. I did that for years upon years. And I still do it sometimes, but not quite as much as I did when I was your age. But I encourage you to do that. And Kevin thanks me to this day that I did that when I was your age. It helped me. Helped me help him. And that's what we're called to do. So then the last thing that just to... qualification when you're about women is how do you feel when you're around her? And this kind of goes along with just what we were just talking about. You know, are you always on pins and needles? Because women, we have this amazing ability to just charge the atmosphere either with bubbly happiness and just excitement. And don't you just all feel a little happier now that I just did that? You know? Or like, why are you late again? Oh, do you know what kind of day I've had? All I have been doing is talking jibber-jabber with our two-year-old. And you have been out on lunch appointments that I know it was work, but it was fun. I only know how to say this so well because I have done it before. Didn't it look pretty natural? But you know, that's when I had to go back to Proverbs and say, no. The Bible tells you guys, warning, it's better to live on a roof with nothing than with a woman that's like a dripping faucet. So if she's dripping on you now, just know it's going to become a flood after you sign those papers and say, I do. Okay? Because then she knows she's gotcha. So, but here's good news. Matthew 19:5, tells us to leave and cleave. It tells the men to leave and cleave. And what that actually means is to when you do find that woman of wisdom that you're looking for, that you're aiming at. When you find that Jill hitting the Jill pot, when you find that person, what that scripture, leave and cleave, is really talking about, it says to chase her with all you've got and never stop. Never stop. My husband is still chasing me and I love it. We love a chase. We love it. And he's still doing it. And it's, you need to get, every single guy and every single girl needs to get the CD from this Sunday, because that's kind of the other part of it all, is just the love and respect connection. And women, you need to get that CD. You can go online and download it to your iPod, the podcast. It's real easy. Because men, you need to get it so that you can understand what's going on in this crazy cycle that you might be in. And women, you need to get it so that you're the one usually that's going to need to stop that crazy cycle. And before we go, I have about 10 more minutes. Is that right? It's perfect. God is so good. Before we go, I just feel like, here's the deal. We have had the honor and privilege of walking through a lot of junk with a lot of people, being pastors. And I don't want to walk through that junk with you. You don't want me to have to. Because it hurts you and it hurts us. It hurts us because we love you so much. We're going through about a half a dozen potential divorces right now. Yucky stuff. And if they just would do, just if they would only do Sunday and today, it would all be okay. Just that. Nothing else. Just that. But the cool thing is, and this is what I've had this on my heart for so long too. This is another thing I have on my heart, and maybe I'll just throw this out here, but just right, I want to do something called the second honeymoon. And you have to only be married 6 months to get on the see, we have so much vision in our heart. we're doing this much because we're waiting for 15 more, you know, Robert and Deborah's to step up and help carry out all these other things. But anyway, it's called the second honeymoon, and we equip you right off the bat, before that affair happens, before she goes psycho one too many times, before whatever, and get in there and equip you and so that we can have some sound families and raise up a generation that is going to just take this globe for Christ. Amen. And so, but here's what I've found with all these people that we've counseled, without exception. The problem is not that marriage is so hard. The problem is that this person is so messed up, and this person is so messed up, and they need healing. And what I found, even in minister friends of ours that have had affairs and blah, 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 and if you look back, all of them that I'm aware of, they didn't have a father that put things into them. Or maybe they did have a father, but there's some things that their father just didn't equip them with that they need. And or their mother didn't put into them that my mother just put into me. And a lot of sound marriages are a result of, you can trace it back. They weren't perfect. My parents weren't perfect. Not everybody who stays married, their parents were perfect. I'm not saying that. But there are just some basic, fundamental, spiritual things that parents put in them. And if you, there's a scriptural teaching, which is a whole other session. I can't get into it. You're just going to have to trust me. But on impartation and imparting equipment needed for a calling. And we do that all the time to go overseas and to do ministry. But dear Lord, all that's for nothing if we can't love each other in marriage. So if you would like, if women, I really saw myself laying hands on women, and if you young girls would like hands laid on you, just and impart supernaturally, and this is what I just feel like, and I don't know, I've never heard of this being done really so much either, but I just believe that supernaturally right now that some emotional healing will take place, nothing from me, but just that the Holy Ghost will take hurt out and replace it with healing in whatever areas that you're broken. Because I know some of you are broken, and some of you, even if your parents are here or people here know your parents or anything like that, it doesn't mean your parents are bad or did anything wrong, so to speak. But there's just some things broken in you. And I encourage you, no matter who you are, I just ask you just to come on up. And I believe that some things are just supernaturally, miraculously going to happen in your heart tonight if you would like prayer for that. I mean, and it's probably 8 out of 10 women here that need that. We all, as my husband says all the time, we're all uniquely screwed up in our own special way. But I believe, such as I have, give I thee.